Well, let's now hear more about those leaked Communist Party documents that have exposed how China's government keeps control of people in the Uyghur region of Xinjiang. The classified papers were obtained by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and shared with ABC News and 16 other international media partners. The ABC's technology reporter Ariel Bogle has our story.
In recent years, there has been what human rights groups call an ongoing campaign of surveillance and repression aimed at the Muslim minorities of Xinjiang in northwest China. Internal government documents dating from 2017, published today for the first time, describe the far-reaching impact of a key tool used by Beijing to control the region's Uyghur population, a big data system known as the Integrated Joint Operation Platform, or IJOP.
The Integrated Joint Operations Platform is the kind of central nervous system, if you would, of Xinjiang's mass surveillance systems.
Maya Wang is a senior China researcher with Human Rights Watch.
It is collecting information or is connected to many other surveillance systems in the region, primarily the surveillance camera networks, which are equipped with facial recognition and number plate recognition capabilities.
Her research suggests authorities feed vast information sets into IJOP: people's location, how much gas they buy, family relationships, and what apps they have on their phones. It then predictively identifies those suspected of holding extremist views.
If you enter your house through the back door rather than the front door, if you're related to somebody who is considered suspicious, if you use WhatsApp, if you use VPN, these are factors that are baked into the design of the IJOP system, that when the system detects it, it rings kind of an alarm bell, if you would, and sends government officials to go and investigate you.
It's estimated that more than 1 million people have been jailed or placed in Xinjiang's sprawling re-education camp system since 2017. One bulletin describes how in a single week, the IJOP system detected more than 24,000 suspicious persons in southern Xinjiang, 16,000 of which were sent to education and training, a euphemism for the camps as well as shorter-term detention. Darren Byler studies Uyghur politics and technology at the University of Colorado. He says the government in Xinjiang heavily scrutinizes the smartphones and apps of Uyghurs, often at police checkpoints.
There they're looking for material that might be deleted, but they're also looking for flagged people. So that could show up in the person's contact list on WeChat or just their phone contact itself.
Another June 2017 bulletin instructs authorities to investigate Uyghur users of a file-sharing software known as Kuaiya, because of concerns about content with what it calls violent and terroristic characteristics. According to Maya Wang of Human Rights Watch, the intrusion of IJOP and surveillance technology on the daily life of Uyghurs is crucial to Beijing's goals in Xinjiang.
The Chinese government's goal here is social engineering. It's about designing and engineering a society that would be completely obedient and pliant to its rule.
That's Maya Wang from Human Rights Watch. That report from ABC technology reporter Ariel Bogle. And in response to the ABC's questions about the China cables, a Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson said that the Australian government had and would continue to raise concerns about the human rights situation with the Uyghur population in Xinjiang.